If influencing the organization more broadly is appealing, then you will want to consider models to change, like organizational development. Dr. David Zatz maintained that this approach looked at organizations as complex living systems, and that every department or process affected each other. One change in an area could affect the whole business, and so OD helps to identify what parts connect and how they might be damaged or improved. Key to successful OD is that it places people at the heart of the process, and that could be anyone within the organization. There are four easy-sounding steps to a typical process, so we'll go through these with reference to your employee network. Step 1. Define the problem. Let's say your network has seen a noticeable drop in morale lately. Your well-meaning events manager suggests a celebration for the upcoming Awareness Month, which will lift spirits. But further investigation suggests that there has been a lot of informal chat about a recent press article which criticised an insensitive marketing campaign by your organisation. A party isn't going to solve that. You realise that this is a challenge that extends beyond your network. Step 2. Diagnose the cause. Depending on the problem, this might involve focus groups, surveys, looking at data, or talking with senior management. In this instance, you realise you need to talk with someone in marketing to find the relevant stakeholders. If you are going to use this as an opportunity to find the real grassroots issue and change behaviours, then you need to make sure this is done without putting anyone in defensive mode. It might just be the toughest part of the whole process. You find a network member who's close to the issue and use their assumed trust to get you past this hurdle. The marketing team responsible say that they were likewise mortified by the campaign, but they'd outsourced it to an agency because they were so busy and had not seen it for approval. You may now be convinced that what you thought was a cultural problem is more about process. Or you may continue to dig deeper in this stage, but eventually you'll need to decide you're ready to act. Step 3. Design and act. Remembering that this is a process which puts people at the centre and sees the organisation as a complex ecosystem, you won't want to just hand this problem to HR or marketing or your own network, but involve many stakeholders, diverse in their roles and character. In this instance, the network suggests external agencies and any partners that the organisation works with should have well-developed D&I practices. Someone from finance observes that it would have saved them more money and pain in the long run if they'd never used an agency but kept such important campaigns in-house. The marketing team suggests that their deadlines should never be shortened, as they were in this case, because it leaves them unable to properly execute their planned strategy. PR suggests they should meet with employee networks to help them prepare statements for the next time this happens. You can see how there are different valid solutions, but more importantly, how by working as a network and understanding the rippling effect that every action has, you can have more consideration in general as a workforce. It might seem strange to say the ultimate reaction of an employee network faced with an unacceptable marketing campaign would be to advocate for more empathetic decision-making as a work culture rather than to make a statement about how they were affected as individuals. But that's maybe a sign of maturity. Step 4. Evaluate and embed. The action may not work. It may need tweaking or changing altogether. You should be clear about measurements and accountability. While the marketing team in this instance may have been made accountable for all output, even if it's an agency, you may have made yourself accountable for seeing an improvement in the original situation you observed, the morale of your membership. Did you take the time to explain what you did about it and how they can contribute to ongoing efforts? Did giving your members power for change enhance their morale more than free canapes? Hopefully the answer is yes. If you want to know more about the behavioural science behind this, there's a recommendation in your further reading.